with it.
Up with it. What about a child, an illegitimate child? Have you ever heard of a name for an illegitimate child? Or a child born to an unmarried woman?
Well, that's a legitimate child.
Let's see. What is your brother's son is called your...
What?
Your brother's son.
Is my nephew.
And what is a child who doesn't have a mother or father called?
It's an orphan.
And what is the term given to a person who is somehow appointed to look after that orphan?
A guardian.
If you were going to give a party and invite all of people related to you, then you'd say you were going to invite your...
The relatives.
Relatives. Have you ever heard of them for anything else?
Just for kinfolk.
And if you were speaking, or somebody was talking about a woman, you said, well, she, you know, and she wasn't related to you, you'd say, well, she, would you say she's not related to me, or would you say
she's not one of my kinfolk?
Or have you ever said she's not kin to me. And someone who comes into town and no one's ever seen before would be called a what?
Stranger.
What was the name of Jesus' mother?
Mary.
And what is another woman's name that begins with an M? It was George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And what is my aunt's name?
Nellie.
Right. And have you ever heard of that as a nickname for Helen?
No.
I didn't know that it said the nickname for Helen began with N, and I never knew it. Nellie was a nickname for Helen. What is your son in law's name?
Bill Ellis.
And there were the first of the four Gospels was
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And would I be referred to, or a woman who conducts a school class is called a
school teacher?
Were there any old-fashioned terms used to refer to the women's teachers, or would you ever refer to any, a special term back then? Would you call a school teacher?
Yeah, when I taught school, I was. But I think they had another.
Have you ever heard of school mom?
Mom, that's right.
Is that what it's called?
I've heard that.
They just want the pronunciation of the woman's name. This is C-O-L-T-E-R.
Cooper.
Have you ever heard of a preacher who's not trained? He doesn't have a regular pulpit, and he just preaches on Sunday once in a while and makes his living doing something else. Have you ever heard of a term for that? He's not a full-time preacher.
He's an intern preacher.